Oh my God, the 15-minute morning show podcast from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah. Woo!
That was the loudest woo I've ever heard. That was the woo of Lisa Lampanelli.
You know what it was? It was the fake woo of excitement because I legitimately am excited. The rest of them are like, when is this 15 minutes done? Not me. I'm a trooper. I'm a friend. I'm here for you.
We do it every day, Lisa.
I don't blame you. You know what I mean? Then all of you shut up and I'll talk to Elvis.
Oh, great.
No, but I just want to say Greg now has...
Shut up. Really
can you just... Like, really?
let her speak.
Who's famous?
You are.
Listen, I'm joking, of course.
What do you want to say,
Lisa? Here's what I really want to say. We saw him through the whole morning show with his disgusting ween hanging out.
You can say
we
dick
saw,
on this
Well,
thing.
Yeah. Right. We saw him naked. And I said, now that he has clothes on, he's not as disgusting. I like a nice guy with clothes on. So you were heinous without. Now you're a little less fat and not as...
You hear that? Your anus was heinous.
I wouldn't go with attractive yet. Not as disgusting. I think that's good, right?
What's that, Danielle?
I told Lisa that he had liposuction this
year. It did not work. There is no lipo can't fix that.
I'm sorry.
Right, no, but that's...
I don't think your microphone's working.
I don't think it's working.
Right? Use Gandhi's.
It's meant to be.
I totally understand where she's coming from. I even said before, I said I think I look better with clothes on. And it's just
everybody looks better with clothes on. That's why even in the porns, the women wear a little of this and a little of that. Stop with the naked, everybody. It's disgusting, especially
you. I disagree. I think some people look better naked. Yeah. Not me. Really? I'm not one of them.
See, I love looking at Alex naked.
I like looking at my boyfriend naked.
Well, look
naked.
At Alex. I mean, he's freaking hot. Yeah. But if you're a Greg T, you got to put it on. No offense, by the way. I
no
say all this
thing.
With
no,
love.
Okay. Right.
So here it is. As you listen to the 15-minute morning show podcast, we're in my house in Santa Fe. Yeah. I woke up this morning at 2 o'clock and 25 people, boom. And can you imagine people coming into your house to do a morning show?
Not my
and here
house.
We are. We've been drinking. We've been eating Eggos. We've been having a great morning.
Well, I went in your pantry and I had 2 Tate's cookies.
Oh, they're great.
Thank you.
So here at the 15-minute morning show table, there's Danielle, there's Garrett.
Hello.
There's Gandhi, there's Greg T.
With
there's
clothes on.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Hi.
Of course, Danielle DeLillo. Come on over here. Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
How you fucking doing?
How you fucking doing over here?
Let me tell you about this broad. This is Lisa Lampanelli speaking, the famous one on the show. Danielle says she was on my flight.
I was.
And I said, let me hide from this bitch. Once I saw that iHeartRadio hat and she was sitting in the loser section, I walked right past her on the way to the can.
Actually, I was in 2D.
Yeah, you know why? Because you didn't buy 2 seats. You have to buy 2 seats.
Yeah, that's the thing on JetBlue.
That's the celebrity
on JetBlue, you can... We buy
you
3
can buy
seats.
A whole row,
we
man.
Buy, you can buy a whole row on JetBlue.
You know
and
who
have it
taught
for
me that, Elvis?
Who's that?
Joan Jett. Somebody once said to me, Joan Jett buys the whole row. And I said, well, I should be able to do that. I'm less of a has-been than she was at the time. So I said, let me buy this. And my dog was very comfortable. You're squished with people who possibly smell.
Oh, this lady next to me.
See?
Was her heat was going into my face.
So why don't you stop acting like you're poor and operating out of scarcity and decide that you want to enter into the adult phase of your life, honey, and buy 2 seats. Go explain why you hate yourself.
Lisa, this is why people love Lisa. She's so
lovely. That's the life coach in me. I'm trying to help you.
Lisa Lampanelli used to be the queen of me. Now she's the queen of meaning.
But I'll yell some sense into you for sure. Because here's what I decided. I may be a life coach with a certification, but I don't have to be nice about it.
You don't.
See you. You need to buy the 2 seats out of self-love. Will you promise me this? Say yes.
Yes.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Now okay. Shut up.
Also, Scary Jones is here at the table. Scary. Hello, Scary.
Hi. I'm having so much fun. I just feel like it's just a bunch of friends around. On the table talking. I got no shoes on, and I'm on my third cup of coffee. This is great.
It was kind of weird. I got to be honest. Danielle and Gandhi, everyone, did you notice Greg T rolled into Alex's bed while he was sleeping, my fiance, and kind of made out with him. He started pumping him with his bare wiener.
They were in
wiener.
The pool naked, and it got a little crazy to the point where Alex had to kind of push him off.
Oh, Lisa, you saw Greg humping.
I feel Greg would have sex with a parking meter if there was time left on it. I feel he would drill a hole in a ham and do it. I'm sorry, Jews, that's not kosher. I will say to you, I love your desperation for attention and fame, and I say go with it. If it works for me, it could work for you.
Oh my God. That is hardcore. Yeah. We have a bond. Honestly, Alex and I bonded. We have the same birthday. We share the same love for the same man. Yeah. I mean, we bonded.
Did you touch my fiance's wiener?
I didn't, but I asked him. I said, dude, will you, grab my... And he goes, I can't do that. And I go, why? And he goes, because I'm getting married. And I'm like, big deal. It's me, Greg T. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so we have to assume, if he wasn't getting married, do you think he would have grabbed it? I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Brody is coming in.
Oh, what did I miss?
So, Dave Brody, welcome to the podcast, the 15-minute morning show.
Oh, I just grabbed Alex's junk.
Everyone's getting it but me.
So, Elvis, with Greg T being naked in your bed, he was naked on your side.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Have you seen the pictures of what he did to your pool table yet?
What did
pool
you do?
Table?
Let's just say this. Let's just say there's now two more balls on the table.
Oh, my God.
Why are you wiping your genitals all over everything?
He didn't know about the pool table.
Wait a minute. Can we find out who did
Elvis
that
is now looking at the pool
bathroom?
Table.
Okay, yeah, we have an announcement to make.
This is disgusting.
So there is a guest bedroom that someone went to poo in the bathroom. Someone mud flapped all over the toilet.
That's disgusting.
And Gandhi found it. And someone's ass. But it's kind of weird. It's like they had poo above their crack.
Ass, right. It was an ass print.
There's an ass print. Like,
no, I know how that happens. Usually
it comes
up. It goes like that. It's one of those. Which,
no, it was like they had
an ass print, like it was up here and then they sat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's like they wiped
I'm
and they
tell
wiped
you what
up.
My theory is who it was.
What's
go
that,
ahead,
Lisa?
Go ahead.
I'm just speaking from experience.
What's that?
Someone who deflects their own problems onto others.
Uh-huh.
Gandhi did it.
Not a chance.
She found it, and that's the way to deflect from people thinking it's you. So
I would have cleaned it up, and I still would have blamed someone else for it. Okay. But I walked into the bathroom, saw it, and I was like, nope, 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 nope.
Danielle.
Just walk back out.
Danielle and I know. We have a rule. We've known each other for 25 years.
Yes.
Always leave a clean bowl.
Always.
Always leave a clean bowl.
Look before you leave. I just want to know who the savage was who did that. And then I like, how did you wipe? What was going on?
Right.
And then you left it there. You didn't turn around and look at the toilet. You left your mud.
Not me, I swear.
Who was it?
It has to be someone comfortable enough to go in the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never been here before. Right. I'm not going in the bedroom.
No one accused you, Brody.
No, I'm saying my type of person.
But it was a guest bedroom.
It's somebody who's comfortable enough to go in the bedroom.
I'm thinking it's this guy.
Who's scary?
Scary.
Me, you left your poo print on my toilet.
I have a technique. Smell like garlic?
I flush before, so this way you get the water coat. And this way, whatever goes into it,
this was on the seat.
This was on the toilet.
The seat itself.
I don't even know what happened.
Maybe whoever did it, they didn't shower, and they like wiped their butt.
Oh, God, I'm so going to throw up right now.
I wish we would have taken a DNA swab and then cleaned it up.
No.
I swear to you.
It was that
I know there's been a lot of eyes going my way. I swear to you, I did not do
that. No, you were clean.
I don't think he did it.
Your butt was clean. You were in the pool naked.
And also, he's admitted to a lot of grotesqueness. I think he would just be all proud of it.
Can I tell you something about Greg T? Not only has he done it once? He has shit on our control room floor twice.
Why did you do that for the show? Or
exactly.
For,
yes. You know, it just people.
No, he was pushing. He was pushing, and it came out.
But here's what happened. Scary was standing behind him, so the first time was an accident. But when he realized he was pooing on Scary, he did it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh,
he gave it an extra push.
Yes.
Well, in his defense, look at you.
All right, so, okay, let's clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
So here we are in Santa Fe. And by the way, the food is very spicy, so there's going to be a lot of mud flapping going on. And that's okay. I love the food here, but I love the fact that I can share my favorite town with my favorite people.
Can you share some of your wedding menu with us?
No, I'm not going to share any. I don't even, I got to be honest, I don't even know what's on the wedding menu.
I would love if you had a white trash type of menu.
Like
because,
what?
You know, like pigs in a blanket.
Frito pie.
Right. Yeah, things like that. Because, you know, you gays. You're very classy. It has to be a filet of a French kind of gay thing. I don't like all that. I'm not fancy. So I want at least something junky there.
There's going to be some junky stuff there.
Okay, good. Because you're not classy, Elvis. I think you pretend to be classy with your 23 houses, but I think there's actually a nice basic guy in you.
There is a basic guy in me. God, I would do anything for a basic guy in me right now. So I will tell you that. Well, Froggy's joining in the podcast.
What up?
Froggy, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a lot of surprises at the wedding. We have some stuff going on that you guys don't even know about.
I can't wait.
I have a surprise for you.
What?
Nate and I just ate all of your Tate's cookies out of the pantry.
That's okay. You know, I love Tate's. Okay, we get them for free. They're a sponsor. Okay.
I have a problem with your pantry because I was in there also, and I put it up on Instagram. You've got a giant bottle of Heinz ketchup. Nothing wrong with that. It's my favorite. But you've got two bottles of bootleg ketchup in there, and you are not a man that needs to cut corners.
Well, I think maybe guests put those in there. They're like Trader Joe's ketchup.
Is that what you have? You bring your own ketchup party?
I don't know. Look, Brody's kind of weird about ketchup. If it's not Heinz, he's poo-poo-poo.
I have a friend like that who's that way about mayonnaise. Yes. They say, only Hellman's, only Hellman's. Right. I said, shut up and slather that on your dick. That's what I say.
Oh, God.
You can say dick, right? It's a podcast.
Well, there's that real mayo in the pantry.
Yes. Lisa, Danielle hates mayonnaise. Oh. I mean,
I know.
Danielle, think about warm mayonnaise.
Watch this. Think about eating a spoonful of mayonnaise, Danielle. Watch. Watch it.
No, don't think about it anymore. Stop thinking about it.
She
don't
vomits.
Throw up.
Please don't throw up in Santa Fe.
Not on the table. This is a nice table.
She does.
She legit is traumatized by mayonnaise.
No, if you talk about mayonnaise.
Holy crap, stop thinking. You have power over your own thoughts.
Oh, my gosh, that's disgusting.
Warm.
That's okay. Horrible.
Okay, so Lisa.
You can say the same thing to me. Say Lisa. Let's go. Say Lisa.
Lisa.
Visualize.
Visualize the following.
Sucking dick.
Really?
That's exactly how I feel. I'm a celebrity. I shouldn't have to. Don't you feel that way?
No.
Really?
No, I think he likes to do that.
No, I'm not a celebrity. We're like, keep
you're a celebrity.
Lisa. To be totally frank,
yes.
We are radio people. Radio people, other than Howard, we're not celebrities. We're just.
What do I always
say,
Elvis?
True.
What's that?
We are a click above a carny worker.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where we are on the celebrity
scale. But ham radio guys got nothing on you guys.
Right.
I swear to God.
So anyway, I just wanted to share this morning with you, Lisa, because this is my family.
I know.
And I have the best family in the world, and I can't imagine being anywhere else doing anything else other than this right now today.
I mean, what's beautiful about that is you know you have no other talent, so it's really good.
There's that.
You had no choice but to be one step above a carny. No, but this is nice that you even said, hey, come on over. Because I, out of the goodness of my heart, texted him. I said, I know during my wedding I was very overwhelmed. So I texted. I said, hey, I got a car. If you need anything picked up, I'll be here Thursday on. He goes, come over.
She offered.
I said, boy, was I flattered. And then I said, damn, I'm sorry I asked, because now I have to do stuff for you. But if you need anything, don't ask me. Seriously.
Seriously,
I was happy to be included. Thank you for making me feel at home.
So you've never been to Santa Fe before?
Never. Ugh. I can't wait to experience the magical delights.
Yeah, something tells me.
I'm getting a massage, and I'm going to a casino, and I'm going to your wedding. Sounds like a full weekend to me.
My God, that's like an entire eternity. That's a season of stuff.
Tell her about the Five and Dime and the Frito Pie.
Go to the Five and Dime on the plaza. There's a Five and Dime. You can get a...
Frito Pie?
A Frito Pie, which will flush right out your butt.
Excellent.
Immediately, if you want to flush.
And then can I come over here and use the guest bathroom?
No.
That'll be great. I'll feel right at
it's
home.
It's already been done.
Other suggestions for Lisa for Santa Fe? Anyone?
Yeah, please, because I got stuff to do.
A hike.
Go for a hike.
It's really pretty.
No. Hey, look at me. Guess what else is pretty? Seeing a picture of it that you take and you send to me. I don't like to do things. Like, I don't have to physically exert myself. I'm physically and emotionally perfect. I don't need to do anything.
What about shopping? There's nice shopping.
I like that.
All right.
What's the plaza? Is that like the main area?
Yeah, the plaza is the very center of Santa Fe. It's beautiful.
Ooh, I love it. I'll do that.
It's been there for years.
Do I have to buy crystals, though? Because I don't like that.
There's crystals there. Yes, Brody.
Does Lisa Lampanelli, famous comedian, know that she got the invite after Amy Schumer canceled?
I figured. Oh, damn.
That is
I figured
crap.
That, and he's not even talking about to the show. He's talking about to the wedding. I knew mine arrived late.
That is not true at all.
By the way, did you have, like, I had a B and C list for the wedding? Because I definitely did.
Clearly did, Amy. Yes. Clearly did, Lisa.
Yeah. obviously. I know I was on your B.
Not at all. No, you are at the fun table.
Yeah. So I'm with a bunch of gays and girls.
It's the fun and gay table, not fun gays.
Okay. Fun and... So who's fun?
Well, you, first of all. No,
oh, God.
Wait. This is the table. Okay. If I could, like, drop out of my wedding and sit at a table, it'd probably be that table.
Oh, that's good. I liked hearing that. Which one is Brody at? The careerless douche table?
Wow.
Sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. Dave's written me some of my best material over the years, so I must
say. Doesn't say a lot. I've seen your material.
I know. You loved it. Love me.
Hey, well, okay, so what table would Danielle be at?
Danielle, are you at which table would she be at?
If Brody's at the careerless douchebag table, what table would Danielle be hosting?
Pretty girls whose hair sometimes is nailing it.
Okay. So if Gandhi hosted a table, which she's doing, what table would her table be called?
Creepy unidentifiable minorities.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Okay, what about Froggy? What about Froggy? Froggy's table would be...
Oh, God. Guys who wear, like, Under Armour as actual clothing. Because that's not right. Stop it. Get dressed.
Oh, okay, what about Scary? Scary would host what table?
Let me have it.
Every disability on the planet. He looks almost like he has a little bit of a disability. But, and by the way, way, no offense, disabled people, if you've seen him.
Okay, what about Straight Nate? Straight Nate's table.
Oh, Straight Nate's just everyone who wanted to always have sex with Elvis but never got the chance.
She's not wrong.
I know.
With that said, have a wonderful day. Happy wedding.